many more races will be called today? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There are still 32 in the House that Fox has undecided. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is confident they can win the 7 they need to take control.
What was our mission? To win the majority, to stop Biden's agenda, and fire Nancy Pelosi. All of that is accomplished.
Control of the Senate still up in the air with three races still undecided. They'll have a runoff in Georgia next month. In Arizona, Democratic Senator Mark Kelly's lead over Republican Blake Masters is more than 5 points. But Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto trails challenger Adam Laxalt in Nevada. And the Republican tells Fox the types of votes still being counted should favor him.
We had more Republicans drop off Election Day ballots than Democrats. We feel like we're in a great, great position.
Now, before President Biden left the country last night, he celebrated with Democrats that there was no big red wave like many predicted.
We lost fewer seats in the House of Representatives than any Democratic president's first elected midterm. At least 40 years.
Now, the president's just landed in Egypt, where he'll start a foreign trip attending a climate change summit, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi touted the law Democrats passed with billions of dollars in incentives for us to switch to renewable energy.
We want it to be transformative in the lives of the American people as we use that technology that will come from that, but also share that with the rest of the world.
Nicole is now a tropical depression, but still a soaker, raining down from Georgia to the Carolinas toward the northeast after hitting Florida hard as a hurricane, blamed for 5 deaths, doing
a lot of damage to places like Daytona Beach, Daytona Shores, Ormond Beach, all seeing significant beach erosion that caused lots of buildings to collapse or be heavily damaged as part of this. There are at least another dozen large structures are going to have to be inspected to make sure that their integrity is still intact after all of this.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley in Charleston, where some streets are flooded. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
While all the vote counting continues after the midterm elections, former President Trump keeps looking ahead to 2024. He's set to make an announcement Tuesday that could be him declaring another run for president. He's also taking aim at one of his potential Republican rivals, someone he on social media called an average governor.
On Truth Social, former President Trump getting a little, well, let's just say a little frisky as people start talking about 2024 already. And he's taking a shot at Ron DeSantis, the governor of the great state of Florida. This is what the president wrote. He calls him Ron DeSanctimonious. He says he's playing games. The fake news asking him if he's going to run, if President Trump runs. He says, I'm only focused on the governor's race. Well, if you know the president, you know how he feels about loyalty, and he feels like he has helped Ron DeSantis in the past.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork. Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott has sent a 300th bus north full of migrants who came to the U.S. illegally. It's going to Chicago. He has also sent buses to New York City and Washington, D.C. in protest of Biden border policies. It was a big issue for Republicans in the midterm elections, but Democrats won 2 House races near the border. Congressman Ronnie Jackson from Texas tells Fox,
it would have been a big deal if we won those districts, but I thought we were, and I thought the border was driving a lot of it. Crime, the border, the economy. I don't know what was the underlying issue. I don't know if they got more of the vote out down there than we expected. I don't know if people underline if the abortion issue was still still out there and making, if people are making decisions based on that. I'm not really sure what it was, but we need to figure it out.
Now, New York City is closing a much-touted tent shelter they built for migrants just weeks after it opened. On Wall Street, we are seeing stock futures rise ahead of the opening bell. The day after, big gains. The Dow surged up 1,200 points following the report on better-than-expected inflation last month. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.